Hey SP, how's it going?
SP, 你们好吗?
It's been so long since I've seen all of you and been able to visit that having this conference, man, makes me miss you guys all the more.
太久了，我们没有办法去拜访你们，让我们有这场聚会，让我反而更加的想念你们。
Now, before we start this message, originally I was supposed to give you guys an update as to everything that's been going on in our community.
在开始之前，我本来准备了一段给大家的一个近况的一个报告，关于我们的教会。
However, with just the things that are going on, we felt it was best that I would give you guys an update another way and another time.
那由于一些近期发生的事情，我决定用另外的方式、另外的时间来跟你们分享。
What would be even better if I could just meet you guys in person and share some of the incredible things that God has been doing, really for our community and my family over the last 3 years?
更好的话，是我能够亲自的跟你们去分享，神在对我们教会过去这3年发生了什么样的神迹。
I pray it won't be too long before we can get back together.
我希望这不会花太久的时间，我们能够再一次的相聚。
Right, where we can share with each other our stories and to worship God together again.
让我们可以很快的彼此分享我们的故事，又在一起。
But having said that, I do want to express some gratitude as well.
但即便如此，我还是想要分享一些我的感谢。
On behalf of our community, my family, myself, I want to say thank you for all the support, all the prayers, everything that you guys have done to sow into our community over the years.
代表我的整个的教会还有我的家庭，我想要跟大家说谢谢。感谢你们所为我们所做的一切，在过去的时间。
Right, our community really is a testimony to everything that God's been doing and what He is doing, but also to your faithfulness as well.
我们的教会其实就是一个活的神做工的见证，也是一个你们的信心的一个见证。
We look forward to one day where you can come and visit us.
我们期待有一天你们能够来拜访我们。
So hopefully all this situation with COVID will end soon. Amen?
我们希望所有的疫情能够赶快的结束。Amen?
Okay. So for today's message, please turn with me to Acts chapter 5.
关于今天的讲道，请大家翻到《使徒行传》第五章。
We'll read from verse 1 to 16.
我们会从第一节到十六节。
And I've been praying over this message for quite some time.
我其实为了这一次的讲道一直在祷告。
In fact, I actually had another one written, but then basically the evening before I was going to record this, I really felt like God placed something onto my heart.
其实我已经预备好了另外一篇的整篇的讲道，但是就在我要去录制的前一个晚上，我感觉到神给了我今天的这样的。
And so I hope that you will receive not just His word, but His heart as well today.
所以我希望你们不单单只是去接收到神的话语，也接收到神的心。
So let's read it, Acts chapter 5, verse 1 to 16.
让我们一起去读《使徒行传》第五章一到十六节。
Here we go. But a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property and kept some back of the price for himself. And with his wife's full knowledge and bringing a portion of it, he laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep some back some of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And as he heard these words, Ananias fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came over all who heard of it. The young men got up and covered himself, and after carrying him out, they buried him. Now there elapsed an interval of about 3 hours, and his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter responded to her, Tell me whether you sold the land for such and such a price. And she said, Yes, that was the price. Then Peter said to her, Why is it that you have agreed together to put the Holy Spirit of the Lord to the test? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out as well. And immediately she fell at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came over the whole church and over all who heard these things. At the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were taking place among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's portico. But none of the rest dared to associate with them. However, the people held them in high esteem, and all the more the believers in the Lord. Multitudes of men and women were constantly added to their number. to such an extent that they even carried out the sick into the seats and streets and laid them on cots and pallets so that when Peter came by, at least a shadow might fall on any one of them. Also, the people from the cities in the vicinity of Jerusalem were coming together, bringing people who were sick or afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all being healed.
使徒行传五章一到十六节，有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产，把价银私下留下几分，他的妻子也知道，其余的几分拿来放在使徒脚前。彼得说：“亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起着意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。”亚拿尼亚听见这话，就扑倒断了气，听见的人都甚惧怕。有些少年的人起来把他包裹抬出去埋葬了。约过三小时，他的妻子进来还不知道这事。彼得对他说：“你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？”他说：“就是这些。”彼得说：“你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？埋葬你丈夫之人的脚已到了门口，他们也要把你抬出去。”妇人立刻扑倒在彼得脚前断了气。那些少年人进来，见她已经死了，就抬出去埋在她丈夫旁边。全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。主借使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，他们都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。其余的人没有一个敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们。信而归主的人愈发增添，连男带女很多，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上或褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候或者得他引照在什么人身上。还有许多人带着病人和污鬼缠魔的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.、Huh?
让我们一起祷告。
Yeah. Yeah. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord. We come together, Father, as a whole SP, Lord. We thank you for all of our churches.
父神，我们感谢你，让我们能够作为SP 的集体全部的来到你面前。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, of not just being part of a church, but God, this specific church that you gave to us.
我们感谢你，不单单只是作为一个教会的一部分，而是为了这个教会，感谢你。
And Lord, as we get into the word today, first, Lord, we pray, God, help us to continue to run hard after you, Lord, today in this service, but also for the rest of this conference and beyond.
不管是今天或者是剩下的整个的SP 聚会，还有剩下的所有的时间，让我们都能够奔向你。
Right now, specifically, Lord, help us, God, to understand your word.
现在就帮助我们能够了解你的话语。
Help us, Lord, as SP Church, Lord, to come back, Lord, into understanding of what it means to love and to worship you.
让我们 SP 的教会能够回到你面前，去了解那个什么叫做爱你、敬拜你的意义。
And so, Lord, to that end, I ask, Lord, will you release your Holy Spirit, God, over each and every single person watching on Zoom right now?
请你现在就赐下你启示的大灵到每一个正在通过 Zoom 查看的人的心中。
Give us ears to hear and a heart to receive, Lord, what your Spirit is saying to us, both individually and corporately as a body.
给我们有耳朵的能够去听，有心的能够去领受你想对我们个人还有集体说的话。
At the same time, Lord, I humble myself to be used by you to preach your prophetic message with power and authority.
同时我在你面前谦卑自己，传讲你大能有能力的话语。
Help me, Lord, to teach your word.
帮助我去教导你的话。
To remain true to your scriptures.
忠于你的经文。
But just as importantly, God, help me to reveal your heart.
一样重要的，帮我传达你的心。
We thank you, Lord.
我感谢你神
you,
我们爱你
name,
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen. Yeah, well Acts chapter 5 is a pretty intimidating chapter to talk about.
使徒行传第五章好像有点令人惧怕的这样的一个章节。
And the reason is anytime you put the words church, death, and people together, it's kind of hard.
简单的说，当你什么时候把教会然后很多人还有死亡放在一起的，就会蛮令人惧怕的。
Maybe there's a more uncomfortable verse, I don't know. But you know, it's pretty uncomfortable for me, but that's okay.
可能还有其他更令人惧怕的一些经文，那对我来个人来说就蛮令人惧怕的，但是没关系。
Right? How do we reconcile people dying in the church?
我们怎么样去理解人在教会里死这件事呢？
However, I've been meditating on this for quite some time, ever since God gave it to me. But I really feel like there's a message for us within it that leads us back to God's heart, but also to encourage us as well.
自从神给了我今天的这样的主题之后，我就开始去思索，但我感觉到这里面有神给我们的一颗心，让我们回转向他。
But for us to fully appreciate what I feel like God is saying, let me first remind us what's going on in this time.
对我来说，我先跟大家提醒一下，这个章节的前后文是发生什么事。
Remember, during this time, Jesus had died, he had come back, spoken to the disciples, and then blessed them with the Holy Spirit.
那我们记得在这个时间点，耶稣死而复生，又回到了门徒前面去显现，并且赐下了圣灵祝福他们。
After pouring out his spirit, now we see the disciples and the apostles and those that were with them starting to go out and to build this church.
获得圣灵之后，我们看到使徒跟门徒们开始去对外的去建立教会。
And we see the power that these guys had through the power of the spirit in bringing people together, but also to Christ.
那我们看见神的灵这时候展现了大能，把人聚在一起，还要把人带向耶稣。
We see in Acts chapter 2, in verse 37, it tells us, through Peter's words, people were pierced to the heart.
我们在使徒行传第二章三十七节，我们也看到，众人听见这话，就觉得扎心。
Right, and Peter's sermon was not necessarily very long. He, in many ways, he was just retelling the story of Christ. And yet they were pierced enough to want to hear more and to know what to do next.
而彼得在这里的讲道其实并不长，但是当众人听到了以后，却觉得扎心，然后问彼得说，那我们当怎么样行？
They were so affected by the Holy Spirit and the power of Peter's words,that by the end of chapter 2, we see this incredible fruit in the church already.
当彼得说完这话，我们看到了圣灵的大能在第二章的最后发生了什么？
It tells us in verse 42 to 47 that they were devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching.
我们看到使徒行传二章四十二节，他们说都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
This means they were giving their very lives to this teaching.
说明这样的一个教导给了他们生命。
Not only were they listening to it and talking about it, they were living it out.
不单单只是听谈论，他们还把它活了出来。
As a result, they were also fellowshipping with each other all the time.
不但如此，他们还一起团契，总是在一起。
They were doing so not just to have a social club or anything like this, but they saw the benefit of the reminder of Christ within their fellowship.
他们不单单只是把它当作一个社交场所，而是他们去了解耶稣告诉他们的在一个会众里的意义。
And one of the coolest words I think they're using here is the word awe. They were in awe of everything going on.
那这里他又用了一个字，众人都惧怕。
And awe is a word that we generally use when we don't know how to fully express everything we're feeling.
那惧怕这个字就是当我们不知道一件事情怎么表达的时候的这样的一个叙述方式。
Right, it's a word that we may use to describe how thankful we are or how absolutely amazed we are at something.
甚至我们也可以拿来表达我们有多么的感谢，还有多么的惊奇。
It is a word we use when we're so filled with thankfulness and worship, we just don't even know how to express ourselves.
也可以是一个字，我们当我们充满了一个感谢，不知道如何表达自己的时候。
They were filled with this type of awe about the church.
他们是对于这一些的事情感觉到了惧怕了。
On top of this, they were seeing signs and miracles.
在这之上，他们又看到了许多的奇事神迹。
It is clear that the power of the Holy Spirit was with them.
明显的是圣灵的大能与他们同在。
And so much were they in awe and in belief and in the power of the Spirit, the word also tells us they began to sell everything that they had in order to support one another.
他们不但是相信，然后敬畏，并且圣灵的大能与他们同在，他们还变卖了所有的田产家业。
To live in community and to be living in love with each other.
而住在一群的会众当中，彼此相爱。
And then obviously one of the best things, God was adding to their number day by day.
那在这样的基础之上，神增添他们的数量，天天的加给他们。
What an incredible testimony of what was happening in the early church.
这个对于我们来说是不是一个很好的见证呢？早期的教会。
We also see this in Acts chapter 4 as well.
我们也在使徒行传第四章看到了这样的情况。
In Acts 4:32-34, so much so that the people live in community, it says here that nobody was in need in the church.
那四章三十二节说，有许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有人一人说他的东西有一样是自己的。
Everyone sold what they had and laid it at the apostles' feet so it could be distributed, not only so that nobody would be in need, but in furtherance of what they were doing to build Jesus' church.
所有人把他们的所有都给变卖了，放到使徒的脚下。那没有人有缺乏，有缺乏，然后都是一再的在寻求耶稣的心。
Having said this, can you imagine how real...Not just the church was, but how real God must have been to them in that moment.
所以你是不是能够感觉到神对他们来说是如何的真实？
Now, having said that, as we get to Acts chapter 5, we're introduced to something that we haven't seen so far in this New Testament church.
那在使徒行传第五章，我们就发现了在这个时候还没有被向教会介绍的一件事。
Up until this time, the church was being built through the faithfulness of the apostles and the 120 who were with them.
那这个时候教会被120个信实的使徒跟门徒给建立起来。
But now in Acts chapter 5, the first time is, what we see is for the first time is an account of disunity in the church and even death.
那在第五章也是第一次的记载教会的不合一甚至死亡
Disunity and death in Acts chapter 5
不合一甚至是死亡
Now what does this mean? Before I get to God's heart I want to exposit a little bit of what Acts chapter 5 means
在我揭示神的心之前我想要再更多的解释一下第五章是什么意思
Because while Ananias and Sapphira did sell their property and decided to give the apostles there was something else that was happening there between them
那亚拿尼亚跟妻子撒菲拉他们卖了他们的田产要拿给使徒但是这里面却发生了一些事
In some way it may seem like they were killed or they died because of their stinginess or because they were not willing to give everything
某个程度上我们可能会认为说他们之所以会死是因为他们不愿意给他们太小气吝啬了
However, this is not the case.
但是其实这并不是这样的
In fact, when you look through the scripture, it's not so clear at first, but when Ananias and Sapphira give at first, remember, Peter doesn't know how much money there was.
那虽然看不出来但是当亚拿尼亚他们把钱放到彼得的身边的时候彼得并不知道他们给了多少
And verse 2 only tells us they decided to give and both Ananias and Sapphira know in full knowledge exactly how much they were going to give
那我们在第二章看到了亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉他们是完全清楚知道他们总共卖了多少钱然后要给多少钱出去的
Now, what helps us understand what was happening is in, when Peter actually asked Sapphira what was happening.
那帮助我们去理解的就是彼得问撒菲拉的这一段话。
Right? Peter looks at her and says, Hey, did you sell your piece of property for this and this price?
彼得对他说，你告诉我你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？
Meaning Sapphira now is now faced...With the question of, is this the actual price that you sold the property for?
那撒菲拉就在面临了，就说到底这些是不是我卖的这个价格的这个问题
？And she says yes.
她的回答是的。
Right, when the answer clearly is no.
但答案明显的是不。
The question is, why would Ananias and Sapphira do this?
那问题是他们为什么要这么做呢
？Why not simply give to the apostles and say this is not the full amount we sold it for, but this is how much we want to give towards the church and towards the bringing of the gospel to the nations？
为什么他们不要就是卖完了以后就跟使徒说啊，这是我们卖的里面的这一部分，我们希望把它拿来建立教会、传福音
？And the reason is because. They were looking for something else, not just giving to the church.
原因是因为他们在寻求一些其他的事物，而不是只是单纯的奉献。
By holding back, but yet saying this is everything, they were in some way looking to look pious among the rest of the believers.
他们私自留下几分，来让他们自己在其他的信徒前面显得虔敬。
In some way, they were trying to show themselves they were being fully dedicated, or even other people were still fully dedicated, yet while holding something back.
他们想让自己跟其他人一样，看起来好像牺牲奉献了很多，但是实际上他们还私下存了一部分。
Peter had no issue with them holding something back if they had just said, "Hey, this is not everything."
我想彼得这里并对他们存下一些钱并没有任何的问题，如果他们就老老实实的说，这是我给出来的一部分。
Nor would they have died.
他们也不会死。
But this begs the question, why did they die?For seeking piety.
那问题就来了，为什么他们会因为寻求看起来虔诚而死呢？
Is wanting to look religious so bad that it caused their death?
难道想要被看得前进是如此的糟糕，值得他们去死吗？
Is it so sinful?
这是很大的罪吗？
Now for us to understand this, we have to understand what piety meant to Ananias and Sapphira in their time.
那要了解这个问题，我们需要知道什么叫做一个前进的人。这样的人在亚非拉跟跟他的妻子的时代，这代表了什么？
In the time of Ananias and Sapphira in the first century church, piety meant something very different. In some ways it was similar, but in other ways it was very different than what we see piety today.
前进在亚纳尼亚的那个时代，跟我们今天。看起来是有很大的不一样的。
For us, piety may just look like, oh man, this guy, he's always trying to go up on stage.
对我们来说，前进可能就是说，哦，这个人他常常到台上。
Right, or oh, that guy is always speaking tongues too loudly in worship.
哦，那个人可能常常在敬拜的时候讲方言讲得太大声。
Right, those for us are the things that we would consider pious.
这些是对我们来说叫做
Now, and the first century church, those things would have been considered pious as well.
在一世纪的教会，这也可能被认为是敬虔的。
The key for us to understand is what they were actually after.
那关键是让我们去了解的是，被认为是敬虔的对他们有什么影响。
Remember that for the Jews, their whole society centered around their faith.
要记得，对于犹太人来说，整个的社会就是以他们的信仰为核心的。
Remember, in the Old Testament, the city centers or the most important cities weren't necessarily the cities of business or commerce.
要记得，在那个时代，城市的中心并不是一个商业中心。
The most important cities, like Shiloh, were important because it was the worship of the Lord.
那比如以示罗这个城市举例，之所以它重要，是因为在那里有神的敬拜。
The places of greatest importance had to do with their worship.
在一个地方，它是否重要，跟他们是否敬拜神有关系。
In the same way, the highest positions to a Jew is not like our own.
那对于犹太人来说，一个最高的地位也跟我们所理解的不一样。
Those with the highest honor in the Jewish society were not businessmen, were not necessarily CEOs or of their time, etc.
在犹太人的社会里面，最高社会地位的人，不是商人，也不是 CEO.
Those who held the greatest power, authority, and status were the priests, and the Sadducees, and the Pharisees.And all religious leaders.
在那个时代，有最大能力跟权柄的，就是那些祭司，不管是法利赛人或者是撒都该人这一些祭司。
We know this because we contrast this with the disciples. They were fishermen.
我们知道，之所以是因为我们把这个去跟使徒做对比，他们是渔夫。
They were considered unimportant enough to not be taught how to be teachers of the law.
他们被认为并不重要，所以不会去被教导如何成为律法师。
See, what Ananias and Sapphira were after were actually not just piety.
那其实亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉他们在这里所追求的不单单是看起来敬虔。
They were looking to become the status symbols of their time. They were looking to be the big shots, the people of authority of their time.
而他们是想要成为那个时候的大人物，追寻那个时候的社会地位。
They were trying to become what society deemed great.
他们想要成为这个社会所视为好的、良善的样子。
If I was to summarize this, I would say this about Ananias and Sapphira.
如果我可以总结一下的话，我会这么去说亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉。
The first deaths in the church happened because these two individuals who held back a portion of their worship of God in order that they may become personally great.
第一起新约教会里面的死亡是因为他们想要成为敬虔的模样，让他们看起来很伟大。
Let me say this again. Because of their pursuit of personal greatness, they withheld partially their worship of the Lord, and then there was death in the church.
他们为了追求个人的伟大，他们私藏了给神的荣耀，以至于他们遇到了教会史上的第一个死亡。
If I was to compare Ananias and Sapphira to our modern day, I would say it like this.
如果我用我们现代社会来比拟亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉的话，
They didn't hold back in order to simply seem pious to the church.
他们不是单单的想要在教会里看的敬虔，然后私藏这些家业。
They were holding back for the sake of their status. Right, in whatever means that would give it to us.
而他们是为了他们的社会地位去做这个事情。
Right, they did it in order to further either their careers or to be rich and famous, to fulfill a 10-year plan. Whatever we would consider great in our society, that's what they did.
如果用我们的社会来比喻的话，他们这么去做不是为了钱，就是为了利。
Now, the question we're asking, obviously, is, Piriki, why are you giving this message during an all-SP conference?
那我们的问题来了，你可能会问 ,Piriki, 为什么你要在我们全 SP 的聚会里面说这样的一个信息呢？
How does this connect to our bodies as a church?
这怎么会跟我们整个教会的肢体有关系呢？
What's really cool is that in this pericope, in Acts chapter 5, 1-16, this is one of the three places in the Bible that mentions Solomon's portico.
那一件很酷的事情就是在使徒行传第五章的这一段是整本圣经里面三处提到所罗门的廊的其中的地方。
Remember in John 10:23, Jesus was walking through the temple in Solomon's porch.
大家记得在约翰福音十章二十三节，耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走。
In Acts chapter 3, after Peter's sermon, people ran to Solomon's porch to hear more.
在使徒行传第三章，彼得的讲道结束后，那人正在称为所罗门的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰。
Now in Acts chapter 5, it says this: at the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were taking place among the people, and they were all with one accord.Solomon's porch.
而在使徒行传的第五章十二节，主借使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，他们都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。
One of the you guys know Pastor Chris P. Chris Lee, right? He's one of our lay pastors. You know, he's a lay pastor in SP Hong Kong.
大家知道啊、Chris Lee， 这是我们其中一个兼职的牧师，在我们 SP 香港。
If you guys remember my messages in the past, I tend to, for some reason, I always remember P. Chris. He's everything he says just kind of sticks to me.
大家如果记得我之前说的讲道的话，我是一直对他给我的讲道都很有印象。他几乎所说的话都深深的刻在我的脑海里。
So if he's around you, man, you should listen to that guy.
如果他就在你旁边的话，你最好听他的话。
Right. But I remember one time, right after he left. The place where he was sent to plant the first time, and then after coming back from New York, I remember he gave a sermon to us in SP Hong Kong.
我记得有一次当他离开他所被差派去建立教会的地方，然后回纽约回到香港的时候。
And I remember he was sharing about all the testimonies of God he had experienced in New York, but especially in the place where he was first sent to a country north of you.
然后我就记得他分享了很多关于他在纽约遇到的神的见证，还有那一个他所第一次被差派去建立教会的地方，一个北方的一个国度。
He was sharing with us all these incredible testimonies and miracles of people coming to Christ and people seeing God work.
那他跟我们分享了很多神迹奇事，神人遇到了耶稣，然后等等的一些见证。
But something he said really stuck with me that sermon.
但他其中一个讲到真的是让我印象深刻。
That despite having all these incredible miracles, he said.I believed more should have came with us.
即便看到了这么多的见证，他说：“我相信我们还有机会去得到更多的人。”
Right? He said, "I believed." He wished there was more mature believers that could have came with him and PCM, Kim and Annie and Amy and Mary to be with them in this community in order to help.
他说我希望有更多的成熟属灵的基督徒能够跟PSM Kim 还有Annie 还有Amy 一起还有 Mary 一起来到这个地方。
And he didn't do it to guilt trip people.
他这么说不是希望去让别人内疚。
He said it because he was expressing during those times of worship when people were flooding to the front, you know, SK was, you know, preaching maybe and he was playing the guitar, there was nobody...Who laid hands on the congregation to bless them?
他这么说是因为当 SK 在讲道，然后他在弹吉他的时候，他说居然没有人能够为他们按手祷告。
I didn't understand at the time, but I understand that now.
我那个时候不太了解，但我现在懂了。Right.
In fact, something I don't know if you guys knew, but when Steph and I moved to where we are now.We picked Annie and Amy's brains, you know, about, you know, Sunday school and some of those things.
那我不知道你们有没有听我说过，但我跟 Step 刚来这个地方的时候，那我们真的从Annie 还有 Amy 那边得到了很多有用的一些建议。
And Annie and Amy told us they were basically stuck in a Sunday school room for 3 years, not having any service.
那 Annie 跟 Amy 说，他们基本上在主日学的教室里面关了3年，都没有听到任何的。讲到
Praise God for our God-fearing and centered wives.
真的感谢神为了我们的以神为中心的敬畏神的妻子们。
In this way, we've experienced that. There were times when in our community where I was leading worship and praying, feeling like there was a word of the Lord, but I couldn't pray for people. I didn't have the hands.
那有这么样的一个时间，我需要去讲道，我也需要去带敬拜，我根本没有办法腾出手来。
Steph, as well, was stuck in a Sunday school room for basically 2 years as well.
那 Steph 也在主日学的教室里面待了2年。
Thank you, honey. You're the best. You know. Okay.
谢谢你，老婆，你是最棒的。
Okay, not his wife, my wife. Okay.
不是翻译的太太，是我的太太。
Okay, why am I sharing this with you?
为什么我要跟你们这么分享呢？
I'm sharing this with you is because I want us to understand something about Ananias's and Sapphira's death.
我之所以想跟你们分享，是因为我希望你们真的能够了解关于亚拿尼亚还有撒菲拉的死。
Even though in the scriptures it only talks about their individual deaths, I want to suggest to us their deaths were felt 3 times over.
那虽然在经文上只叙述了他们的个人的死，但我想要跟大家建议去了解的是，其实他们的死有三重意义。
The seeking of their personal greatness and having that overcome the seeking of the gospel and the spreading of the gospel led to their deaths, which in fact affected not just them, but possibly thousands of people.
追求自己的伟大，而不是追求福音还有去传福音，导致了他们不单单是他们自己的死，甚至可能会影响到数以千计的人。
Now individually they die. Okay, we get that. That's easy to understand.
个人上来说，他们死了，我们都理解，这很容易懂。
But what led to their physical death was actually in some way a partial spiritual death.
那导致他们肉体上的死，部分上来说是属灵上的死。
In doing what they were doing, it revealed that in them there was a partial death towards their desire to give themselves fully to God.
他们所作所为反映出来的是他们心中有一部分死了，哪个部分呢？就是把自己全然献上给神的这一部分。
They place their greatness and their pursuit of it above him.
他们把伟大还有追求伟大摆在神的前面。
They place their own desire for it above him.
他们把自己的欲望放在神的前面。
What's crazy about it is it must have been hard for them to see.
那最疯狂的是，这对他们来说你很难去看。
Because the reality is, I'm sure as part of the body, they were already giving.
因为我相信，对他们来说，他们作为会众的一员，他们早就在给予了。
And so I'm sure for them, it's hard to see because on one hand, they were doing something very spiritual and something to honor God, but on the other hand, and it must have been hidden to them as well, they were looking for their greatness, but they couldn't recognize it.
一方面，他们也在做着一些善事，但是另外一方面，他们又没有办法去隐藏住自己追求自己的伟大的这样的一个这个心理。
And in this way, church friends, we need to let the Holy Spirit speak to us, and maybe off and maybe go to the Lord often to ask God, Lord, is there any way in me that is not for you but for me?
所以朋友们，我希望圣灵真的在对你说话，我们去问神说。有没有我心中的哪一个部分不是是为了你呢，而是为了我自己？
Because sometimes the subtle things lead to our spiritual deaths.
因为有的时候这些很细微小的事物会导致我们属灵的死亡。
Now, a second group of people that experienced their death was the church.
而第二群体验到死的就是教会。
Remember, 1 Corinthians 12:7 tells us, but to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
那我们在哥林多前书十二章第七节说到，圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
Ananias and Sapphira had gifts to offer for the common good.
亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉，他们也是有圣灵的恩赐来让人得益处。
It could have been spiritual gifts.
它可能是一个属灵上的恩赐。
It could have been physical gifts like the property and the money they could have given.
可能是他们能够给出去的财物。
Maybe even the relational gift.
甚至是一个关系上的礼物。
See, the church experienced their death because through their death, the church missed part of their body.
教会也经历了他们的死亡，因为他们的死让教会失去了他的肢体的一部分。
Because of their physical death, or even their spiritual death, a blessing that someone could have experienced is no longer available.
因为他们的肉体的死，甚至他们属灵的死，那某些人可能可以经历到的祝福，却没有办法经历了。
And this is true in our church. When we die spiritually, or when people leave the church, or whatnot, the body suffers because we've now missed.People that had gifts to bless the church, but also bless each other relationally.
所以这是为什么在教会里面，当有人属灵上死去或离开教会的时候，那对于教会来说，就好像失去了肢体的一部分一样，我们属灵上也受到了损伤。
The church lost friends, accountability partners, maybe, and even family.
教会失去了朋友。失去了一个督责的人，甚至也失去了家人。
Now the third group that experienced the death of Ananias is actually those outside of the church.
那第三群经历了，可能经历了亚拿尼亚的死的，是在教会之外的人。
During my short stint in Beijing in 2008 and 2009, I had the privilege of hearing Nick Vujicic speak.
在2008-2009年，我在北京的时候，我有荣幸去听了尼克胡哲的一个分享。
And if you guys don't know him, he's the guy with no arms and no legs. He goes around the world, speaks and preaches and motivates people.
那如果你们知道他的话，他是没有双手双脚的，他到世界上的各个地方去讲道。
And during his message, he shared with us a story in which he had a dream, where in his dream, God gave him back his arms and his legs.
那在这样的一个讲道里面，他分享了，他说他有一次他做梦梦到了神把他的手跟脚给还给他。
And he lived a full life with his arms and legs, and he really enjoyed it. And in his dream, he said he died and he went to heaven.
那他在这个梦里面，他就活了他的一生，然后他死了以后，他到了天堂。
And in his dream, he asked the Lord, God, was it wrong for me to ask for my arms and legs?
那在梦中死了之后，他问神说，我有手跟手有跟脚是错的吗？
Nick tells told us in the sanctuary at the time, he told us God's response.
那尼克就这么回答我们，在那个时候神对他的回答是这样的。
God told him, Nick, it wasn't wrong for you to ask for your arms and legs.
神对他说，尼克啊，这没有错，你要求你的手跟脚。
In fact, I'm glad that you had them and were able to enjoy your life.
事实上，我很高兴你能拥有它，然后能够活着这样很快乐的一生。
But then the Lord said to him, "But because you asked for them, 300,000 people who could have been with us here today are not with us."
那但是因为你要求了他，所以有30万人今天就没有办法跟我们同在这个天堂。
When I heard Nick, I was struck to the heart.
当我听到他的这样的分享的时候，我的心都闷住了。
It was particularly difficult because I was struggling with my call to ministry at the time. And if you guys remember, I didn't want to do it.
那因为那个时候我正在经历一个要不要去服事的这样的一个折磨。那如果你们记得的话，那个时候我是非常不想去的。
But Nick's dream helps us to understand Ananias's and Sapphira's death. Man, who knows who they could have blessed outside of the church and brought in.To the house of God.
那尼克的梦提醒我们了，亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉，谁知道他们会不会带来在把教会带到教会外的多少人的生命当中呢？
To be honest, prior to this message, I had another message, and when I got to writing this, I asked God, God, can I just preach the other message?
老实说，在今天的这个讲道之前，我准备了另外一个讲道，然后我就问神说，我能不能就讲回去那个讲道。
I had a message about Hannah's, the song of Hannah and 1 Samuel and about hope, and I was going to give a message about God having hope for us in 2022.
我本来有一个上帝要给我们盼望在2022年关于哈拿的歌的这样的一个讲道。
And I asked God, why this message?
我说神啊，为什么这个讲到呢？
And this is what he said to me.
他是这么回答我的。
I wrote it down.
我把它写下来了。
Yes, Ricky, I want you and all of SP to have hope.
他说是的，Ricky, 我希望你跟所有的 SP 都有盼望。
But what I want to be careful of is that in your search for personal hope, that you do not forget that you are also meant to be hope for those who do not yet know hope in Jesus.
那我希望你。不会因为个人寻求盼望就忘了你也是需要去成为别人的盼望来追寻主耶稣的这样的一位。
Basically, I felt like God was saying there was nothing wrong with pursuing joy, blessing, comfort, improvement for our families. Those are all good things.
我认为神提醒了我去追寻快乐、喜乐、家庭的和睦，这些都没有错。
But as we pursue those things, do not forget we are meant to be Christ's representation to the world.
但当我们在追寻这些事物的时候，我们千万不要忘记我们是耶稣基督的大使。
And this is the part where I share something with you, with a little fear and trembling.
那这就是我想怀揣着一颗敬畏的心跟你们分享的内容。
Because this is where I feel like God's sharing his heart with us now.
因为我觉得这就是神现在在跟我们分享他的心。
I'm a beneficiary of SP.
我自己就是 SP 的一个受益人。
And if we look at our church, it was built off of the back of a family who held nothing back in order to see the people of Hong Kong come to faith.
那我们之所以拥有今天的这一切，是因为一个家庭。他们没有去私自留下什么， 然后来到了香港。
Remember, P. Sam had an offer for the Billy Graham Association. Lisa had her physiotherapy degree. She could have been making the big bucks, you know? Like, they could have been pursuing the personal greatness in the United States.
那P. Sam 还有Lisa 他们都各自 P. Sam 有这个 Billy Graham 的这样的一个机会，那Lisa 有这样的物理治疗的一个机会，他可以赚到很多的钱，然后活在美国，活得很棒的生活。
We have another community north of our city that was built because a few families did not just seek their own greatness, but decided to go and seek the welfare of that city.
那在我们北方的一个城市，有几个家庭没有私自留下什么？他们过去建立的那个地方。
I remember Sam Kim before he left gave a message and that he worried about his son's and his children's health because the air was so bad.
那 Sam Kim 在离开香港去到那个地方之前，他分享过，他也很担心他的孩子，因为那个地方的空气不太好。
But we have a church there now because he didn't withhold his son, trusting that God would take care of his family.
那我们之所以在那边能有一个教会，是因为他没有把自己为了自己的小孩，然后就不顺服。
New York, man, Chris and Amy bought the property so that they could have a church.
那在纽约也是，Chris 跟Annie, 他们在那边也买了一个让教会可以使用的地方。
Singapore, a group of families, despite the difficulty, came together and kept the community together in order that there may be a church.
新加坡也是有几个家庭，然后让这个教会能够运转起来。
Tokyo, a single lady who was a lawyer and a family who basically the husband was a high-powered finance guy gave up all of that so that those in Tokyo would know the Lord.
那在东京一个单身的一个女士，也是一个律师，然后还有另外一个家庭是在金融界的这个大鳄，那他们都放下了自己的东西，让人们能够在东京认识神。
Look at the body that we have today because they held nothing back.
那之所以我们能有今天的肢体，是因为大家都不私自留下东西。
Not their personal greatness, not their children, not even themselves.
不是个人的荣耀，甚至不是自己的孩子，甚至不是他们自己。
You see, Ananias and Sapphira died, and in this way, I would say this: they died because in some way they forsook their first love.
那亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉他们死，某个程度来说，他们是忘了他们最初的爱心。
They died spiritually because they forsook their first love.
他们在属灵上死了，因为他们忘记了起初的爱心。
The church and those who were yet not part of the church didn't get to experience these things, and they experienced death because they forsook the first love.
教会还有在教会以外的，他们没有机会去经历了，他们是因为他们忘记了他们起初的爱心。
Now I know all of us in SP in some way have dedicated and given ourselves to the building of this church.
我知道我们所有 SP 的人，某个程度上，你们都放弃了自己的一部分来建立这个教会。
Let me read for us Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 to 4.
那我来为各位读一下启示录二章二到四节。
I know your deeds, your toil, your perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false, and you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary, but I have this against you.That you have left your first love.
启示录二章二到四节，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的人来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
My friends, I ask us with fear and trembling. We've done a lot. We've given.We've even given our time, but having done all that, have we forgotten our first love?
所以，我亲爱的朋友们，真的，我像这样去问你们，是怀揣着这个敬畏的心。我想说，我们给了我们的时间，我们给了我们的力量，我们给了我们的一部分，但是我们是否有遗弃我们最初的爱心呢？
Have we, like Ananias or Sapphira, in any way placed the pursuit of our personal greatness?Above the pursuit of the Lord.
我们是不是有哪个地方像亚拿尼亚或撒菲拉一样，我们 不是去追寻我们最初的爱心，而是追寻我们自己的伟大呢？
Can I ask us a question?
我能不能问大家一个问题？
Why are we doing the things that we are doing?
我们为什么在做我们现在做的一件事呢？
Do we spend our times fitting God into our plans more than we spend trying to fit our plans into God's perfect will?
我们是不是花了太多的时间想要把神的意志塞到我们的计划当中，而不是把我们的计划去追寻神的意志？
Are we more concerned with our 5-year plans, 10-year plans than to go and help propagate the gospel?
我们是不是比起出去传福音，我们更担心我们自己的5-year计划、10-year计划呢？
And this is where I feel like the connection to Solomon's porch is so important in Acts chapter 5.
这就是为什么我觉得《使徒行传》第五章跟 SP 有这么样重要的连结。
I remember at Acts chapter 5, at the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were taking place among the people, and they were full. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's portico.
我们记得五章十二节，主借使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，他们都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。
After the death of Ananias and Sapphira, we are now told with the apostles and everyone else within the body that gave themselves fully to the Lord, and man, the church grew and propagated.
在亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉的死之后，我们看到了耶稣的肢体，他们是同心合一的把自己献上，那神就加添他们。
Church, this is who we are as a church.
教会，这就是我们教会。
We're called to plant churches.
我们被呼召要去建立教会。
To bring the gospel to the nations.
把福音带给不同的国家。
Let me tell you, after being in my city, man, I've come against so much erroneous teaching about the scriptures and about the gospel.
那来到我们的这个城市以后，我真的是听到了很多种的关于福音的这种讲法。
My city needs more gospel teachers.
我们的城市需要福音的老师。
Who knows what other cities need? Maybe more community, maybe more people who understand what it means to run after the Lord.
那我们不知道其他城市需要什么，也许是需要更多的教会，也许是教他们怎么去追寻神。
What I feel like God's saying to us as a body is, let us run hard after Him and fulfill the calling of Solomon's porch and the vision that we've been given.
那我感觉到神在呼召我们去完成我们的意向，就是追寻神的心。
To continue to love the Lord, so that those in cities who do not know the Lord, those who have no hope, can come to know hope, which is Jesus.
我们恒切的去爱主，让那些还没有机会认识、盼望的，也就是耶稣的城市，能够认识神。
And so to end my message, let me just submit these two verses to us.
那在结束今天的讲道，让我来分享这两节经文。
2 Corinthians 5:20 says this.
哥林多后书五章二十节这么说。
Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ.Be reconciled to God.
所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Hebrews 12:1 Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles, and let us run with endurance the race that's been set before us.
希伯来书十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩环绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠绕我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前途的路程。
See, when P. Chris was giving his message about not being enough people, you know what his main message was?
当P. Chris 在分享没有接触到那么多的人的时候，你知道他的主旨是什么吗？
Yes, he wished there could have been more help.
是的，他希望有更多的帮助。
But his main message was that he wished more people could have gone so that they could have experienced the blessing of going and to see God work miracles.
但他其实他的主旨是说，他希望有更多人能够去，能够一同去经历到神的神迹奇事。
Friends, let's not our pursuit of personal greatness get in the way of us seeing the blessing.Of God moving mountains and doing miracles.
朋友们，让我们不要把追求自己伟大 横梗在我们跟神之中，因为神要让我们看见能够那挪移高山的神迹。
Let us once again be reconciled to our calling to be ambassadors for Christ.
让我们再一次跟我们的呼召与神一同和好，成为耶稣基督的使者。
And let us continue the work of the apostles and those that were in the early church and propagate the gospel through devotion to Jesus and Jesus alone.
让我们继续的像早期的教会的使徒们一般，把自己奉献出来，传扬主的福音，为了耶稣，而且只为了耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, SP.
谢谢 SP.
I just want to let you guys know I really miss you all.
我真的想让你们知道我很想念你。
I can't wait until I can see you again and share all the incredible testimonies God has really bestowed on my family and this body.
我真的迫不及待的想要跟你面对面的跟你分享神为我家庭还有为我们肢体所做的美事。
Until then, bless you.
到那个时候再见，祝福你。
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ricky and Klaus.
阿们，谢谢 Ricky 牧师给我们的讲道。
Philippians 1:21，
腓立比书一章二十一节。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
And Pastor Ricky just challenged us to live for Christ.
刚才 Ricky 牧师挑战我们要为神而活。
And to die in different areas that God is leading us to.
而且在其他的方面呢，要死了。
Because it will be a great gain.
这个就是伟大的战争。
Not only for us, but also for our church and the world around us.
不是单单为了我们教会，为我自己，还有这个世界。
He mentioned a bit in his message. You know, the kingdom of God is always built on the back of sacrifice.
刚才他也讲到了，神的国度是在人的牺牲上面建成的。
Maybe there is something that God is asking you to sacrifice in this season.
有可能今天神呢在问你是不是有什么可以为神牺牲。
Maybe there's some place of obedience that God is challenging you in.
有可能神呢在挑战你要顺服神的话。
I want you to know something or someone is waiting on the other side of that obedience.
可能在像某处某个时刻，有人在你旁边就去等着那个你的顺服。
And so let's rise to our feet again.
现在让我们站起来。
Let's open our hearts.
我们摊开我们的心。
And ask God to speak to us.
真的让神呢对我们心里面说话。
Is He asking me to step into a place of obedience?
是不是他真的要我们大到那个顺服的地方里？
Is he calling me into my first love again?
是不是他呼叫我到最爱我的第一爱？
Or is he leading me into some place of sacrifice?
是不是他引导我到一些地方我需要去牺牲的？
And as Pastor Ernie leads us in worship, let's meditate on those questions.
那让那个Ernie 牧师呢领我们的赞美主的时候，我们就想想这些。
Let's worship and seek the Lord.
我们赞美主，and 寻求神的旨意。To God alone.
Let's go back to that place of prayer once again.
我们现在回到我们祷告的地方。
Let's ask God to continue to speak to us.
我们要神继续的跟我们说话。
And as He does, let's respond.
让我们的回应神的话。
Let's make a commitment to obey.
让我们的真的是投入了，就是承诺神，我们会遵循他的话。
A commitment to sacrifice.
那个就是愿意去牺牲。
And a commitment to go back to first love.
愿意就回到第一最爱。
Can we do that? Let's just talk to Jesus right now.
让我们做这些，我们就跟耶稣说话。
Pray together.
我现在一起祷告。
Father, we thank you, God, that to live is Christ and to die is gain.
神父，让真的是谢谢你，就是为死了，我死了就有益处，为主活着。
Lord, we don't want to live our life for personal glory or personal greatness.
我们不愿意我们的生命就为自己的荣耀和自己的伟大而活。
But Lord, we exist for the glory of God.
主啊，我们生活是为了荣耀你。
And so would you continue to lead us and guide us, Lord?
神啊，让你希望你可以继续的引导我们。
For many of us, God, you may be challenging us to that place of obedience.
可能有很多人呢，神在挑战你，就是需要去顺服。
There's something that you want us to do, God, but we are reluctant to do right now.
有些事神想你做了，但是你不愿意做。
Would you continue to convict us, God, and we say yes to you, Lord?
神的，愿你的继续的跟我提醒我们，让我们真的是说 yes， 我们愿意做。
Lord, if we say no to what you're asking us, then clearly you're not the Lord.
如果我们说不愿意的话，那就是主啊，你不是我们的主。
And so help us, God.
神啊，求你帮助我。
Help our whole community to come back to first love.
让神你真的帮助我们这个整个的全体真的回到神你的最爱。
Help us, Lord.
神啊，帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're with your house church during this time,
如果你现在是跟你小组在一起的话，
and you made some kind of commitment to obedience or sacrifice,
如果你呢就是愿意了，确定了是顺服，还有去牺牲。
I want you to tell someone about it.
我想你跟其他人分享。
If you're alone watching this,
如果你是一个人在看这个的话，
and God's convicted you of some obedience or sacrifice,
如果神真的对你说话，要你去牺牲或者顺服的话，
I want to encourage you to take your phone and send a message to somebody and keep yourself accountable.
我鼓励你现在拿起你的手提电话，那个发一个信息给你的朋友，让朋友呢也负责你今天那个就确定。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just continue to meditate on the word of the Lord during our break.
我愿我们继续的是默想神的话语，在我们这个休息时间。
And we'll see you back here at 7 o'clock with Bob Sorge.
我们7点钟见，有 Bob Sorge 为我们讲道。
God bless you guys. Bye.
神祝福你，拜拜。